the beginning of Parashas Pinchas. So after Pinchas' act of Kanos v'Shem Shamayim, he was rewarded for killing Zimri and Cosby. And it says, "V'chein emorni nosim olas brisi shalom." I will give you the covenant of priest. So we have a Halacha Moshe Misinai, which discusses the Vav in Shalom. It's known as a Vav Kitia, a cut off Vav. So there's different minhagim. What does that mean? Does it mean it's like a half a Vav? Or does it's a regular Vav? It's just like a line through. And we learn out, it says, that's what some point down. In order to be, so Shalom without the Vav is Shalem. In order to get Shalom, you need Shalem, you need a proper perspective. And it says, Vaisal Zaruach or Bris Kunas Olam. And it says, and all your Zaru would be a Bris Kunas Olam. So interesting, the Gemara in Kedushin learns out some interesting halachas that, you know, there's a concept, the privilege and responsibility of being HaKohen. That you get the first Aliyah, you do Birkas Kohanim, you can't go in, get the Truma, you can't go into a Beis HaKvaros, etc. So, the halacha is, and one of the prohibitions, a Kohen can't marry a Grusha. But what if a Kohen does marry a Grusha? So the halacha is, it's a Ben Gerusha, the kid's a Cholo. So strictly speaking, it's not a Kohen. You can't get the first Aliyah, you can't eat Truma. Whatever it was, if the Kahuna applied, don't apply to him. So, the Shaila, they're going to ask, what happens if a Cholo goes ahead and does the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash? We say, L'chadchila Cholo kana. What about Bidiyevid? So if the Cholo is on a Kohen, I would say it's a no-go. Like if Yisrael does it, it's no good. So the Gemara says it's good. How is it good? We just finished saying that a Cholo is not a Kohen. So that's what the Gemara learns out from these psukim. So there's a certain level of kahuna, even in a ben gerusha, even a cholo. And even though technically, or for different halachas, he's not a kohen, but b'diavad, it's a discussion if he knew he was a cholo at the time he did the avodah, or if he found out afterwards, it's debated in terms of some details, but the bottom line is, whatever case we're referring to, that a cholo is still considered a kohen or gabi the avoda because of the promise to Pinchas v'haisalo lezaro achara bris kunas olam. Aye, so the Gemara asks, if that's the case, then let's say someone is a baal mum. A baal mum can't do the avoda, someone missing a limb or some other pagam. So he can't do the avoda. What happens if a baal mum does it? So maybe I'll say, "V'haisalola zaro acharav." Yet the Gemara says, "No, the halacha is a baal mum zavod is pasul even post facto." Why don't we say, just like a cholo is good, so too a baal mum based on v'haisalola zaro acharav. That the Gemara says, because he didn't know so as greasy shalom with the vav kitia. You read it without the vav, it's shalem. So it's a special gzeiros hakasuv. Especially when we learn that a baal mum does not, it's not good even, I might have thought it would even include him. The Baal Mum is possible even post facto, while Cholo is good afterwards. So that's a cool of a Cholo that is avod. It's good, there's a discussion that if someone, if a woman married a Kohen and they got divorced, then perhaps the Chumra is that she can't marry a Kohen. Normally, someone, if the husband dies, if your husband dies, you can, but if you were married to a cholo, perhaps there's a chumra, etc. about that. But either way, that's what we learn out here. That v'haisalo lezaro, so the halacha Moshe Misinai about above kitia, and it's halacha l'maisa, we learn out. That's why a cholo is still under the rubric of v'haisalo lezaro acharav. I a baal mum, also baal mum would, but it says, Hini Nason Brisi Sholem, Vav Ketia Brisi Sholem, therefore a Baal Mum is no good. And that's what we learn out from the Psukim in the beginning of Parshas Pinchas.